I didn't know that. I said, well, you didn't try to find out either. He says, how much you still owe on that place? I says, I don't know, but I can find out. He says, why don't you put it in the homeowner's loan and get your payments way down to where you can pay them? I said, I'd like mighty well to do that. She says, I'll put it through for you if you want me to. I told him, well, I'd sure like to have it. And he put it through for me. My wife would get discouraged, and she'd say, oh, honey, let's just move out of here and leave it and give it back to him. I said, no, sir. We've got too much money in this thing. We're not about to give it back to him. I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to finish paying for it. That's the way I worked.
And he did, didn't
he? Yeah, it's been paid for a long time. It's old and about to fall down, but it's mine. It's comfortable to live in. Cost a young fortune to fix it up, I guess, but I think I'll let somebody else fix it up. I'm not going to be here long enough to enjoy it if I go to work to fix it up. Have to go in debt.
What was the money situation like in the Depression during the 30s?
What would a man make?
Well, what was money like? Could you get money?
No, you couldn't buy money.
You couldn't?
No, that's the reason they created this homeowner's loan. See, the building loans were just taking the houses away from people so fast, the government had to step in there and do something. They formed this homeowner's loan, keep the loan companies from taking the property all away from people, give them a chance to pay for it. That's what it was. And we enjoyed it if we got it paid for, too. She was glad we didn't move out. I said, it cost more to pay rent than it would to live here. So, why move? Got a shimmy light up there, I noticed. If I hadn't been in here, I wouldn't know it.
So you told me you got through about the 8th, 9th grade?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's right.
And you finished up, went your last year, where'd you go to school?
The last year I went out there in the country, a little old 3 months school. Next spring come, the school was out. I says, Papa, I don't think I'll go back to school anymore. I'm just going to stay here and work.
How old were you then?
About 16, I guess. He said, okay, if you don't want to go to school, you don't have to. But that, he was a good daddy, and there was a man missed his daddy any more than I did when he passed away. I could go to him any time, and he was uneducated. He wasn't an educated man at all, but he had a good head on him. He could give you advice, and you wouldn't know how in the world he knew it. But it worked out. That's when I learned to do it.
Where'd your mother and father come from?
My father was born up in Woodruff County. But he was living right out there at Poplar Grove, just a little ways out here from